Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
Welcome to our show.
Getting hyped.
Was my mic not on?
We're getting hyped.
Ramos is sabotaging me.
I didn't sabotage you. It was off for some reason. Somebody must have took it out of program, so it was not me.
Wink, wink.
Ramos just stayed up late watching Mandalorian last night. So he's a little mad at him. By the way, it was...
Here's that $5 bill, Ramos.
Yeah, there you go. Was episode 4 better than last week's? Because last week's was weak.
Heard it was, yeah.
Here's that 20 I promised you, Ramos.
Man. Sports, entertainment.
Covino, pay up.
Nonsense. It's Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio. $40 pool. 99 on Fox, and we be rocking out. Let's go.
Guys, I'll leave if you want. Hey, we're going to get to a bunch today. We're going to talk about Nepo kids.
Nepo babies.
Yeah, you know what that means? People know. I didn't know about the phrase Nepo babies.
Nepo babies.
Nepotism. The kids, the sons and daughters of famous athletes and actors, and the pressure and life they live. There's a Tom Brady story. There's some cryptic Tom Brady tweets.
Oh. Like, it's got to be hard for Danny G to walk in the shadows of his famous dad, Kenny G.
I think we can say his uncle Warren G.
Oh, that would be cool. Danny G's on the phones at 877-99 on Fox. We're also going to talk a lot about Tom Brady's cryptic tweets. Working out. We're talking about working out. And, of course, like we do on every Thursday, Old School when 50 hits. So you're going to have to stick around and wait to see what Old School discussion we get into. I'm Steve Covino. That is Rich Davis. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection. Fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's going on, Flo? Progressive.
Stop it.
Progressive insurance.
You know how thirsty you sound on a Thursday?
I know.
Flo's not hitting you back. She doesn't like you.
Bundling easy and affordable. Get that multi-policy discount by combining motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All the protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. I do want to talk about Mark Cuban in a second, but right before we crack the mics, Spot said something.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, I don't think that's weird at all.
I think I told you that in confidence.
Oh, you're talking about demon babies.
Demon babies.
Well, I'll explain. I'm looking up at the TVs, and you got Fox and ESPN and CBS. We have all the sports channels up and running. And I said, yeah, look at CJ Stroud and Bryce Young and these young dudes. They're children, essentially, right? They're not far removed from, like, you know, living in mom's, you know, house. They probably still live with their parents. They're college kids. Duh. But before you know it, one of these guys could very well win a Super Bowl. And I said, what a crazy thought is, if you kids like my kid's age, my daughter's in kindergarten, there's a little kindergarten boy out there somewhere that we have no clue yet. He will be a Super Bowl winning quarterback one day.
Yep. Could be a hero.
Yeah. There's a little kid that's dad and mom are like, you know, Johnny's really good. You know, Damon's really good.
Yeah, but I mean, didn't you learn that from Whitney Houston in the 80s? She believed the children are the future.
teach them well and let them lead the way.
It's like, I mean,
that is true.
You're stating the obvious.
Yeah, but there's
a kid out there who's going to be the next leader of the free world.
When every kid's like, I want to be the president. One of those little kids, their dream will come true. And Spot went all dark and he's like, but there's also a little demon kid that's going to be a murderer. Yeah. And I'm like, is true.
And it's actually a crazier thought when you think about it, because you look at this sweet little innocent kid and you're like, oh my god, he's
a demon baby.
He's a little demon kid, I guess.
Yeah, so hopefully you don't have a demon baby. Maybe you have the next superstar.
It was just very arbitrary. You just pulled it out of nowhere. So I'm like, yeah, what about demon babies?
Because like CJ Stroud and Bryce Young and Anthony Richardson, you don't look at all these guys and say, you know, a couple years ago, they have pimple faces eating cereal in their parents' kitchen. And within a decade, they could be hoisting up the Vince Lombardi trophy. Like, time flies.
Those odds are slim, though. You realize that, right?
No, I know.
Those are the chosen people of our lifetime.
There's some little kid playing Little League right now. He's a standout. He's got an arm. One of those kids will pitch in the big leagues, and all those kids will be like, I remember when I played with him.
Here's the thing. Everybody thinks their kid is special, and not everybody's right. But on National Puppy Day, everybody thinks their doggy's special, and they're right. As the meme goes. And they're right. So we're going to talk some national puppies later.
Do you agree that all little babies kind of look like aliens when they first arrive?
Yes.
Oh, I mean,
because I'm getting prepared for it. I just came from Kaiser and saw the ultrasound.
Little ghoulies.
We said to you off the air, we're saying, yeah, don't take too close a look at those four D ultrasounds. Yeah. Like, it's like, oh, look, we're going to have a little alien. Like, they do look a little wild back then.
What's cool is in most of the pictures, he has his tongue out like Michael Jordan. So I'm hoping for a basketball player, not a demon baby.
Exactly.
No demon babies, Danny, is what we're looking for.
And a full beard and a Raiders hat. It's weird.
I always love when parents are like, oh, look, he has my nose. I'm like, how did you? Yeah. You can't tell that in 40.
Exactly.
Come on.
Exactly.
Man.
That's really, you know what? I'm looking right now. I just went back 5 years on my phone. Like the picture of my daughter. The ultrasound. Well, it looks like an alien.
A total alien baby.
Alien baby.
I thought Rich was having an alien baby.
Congrats on your alien baby.
We'll name her Mork. All right. Well, hey, Covino and Rich.
We'll be talking Nepo babies later. Yeah, Rich, I think, had an edible before he got here, but it's all good, guys. Don't worry. It'll wear off.
It.
The caffeine will kick in. We'll get all chalked up, and we'll have some fun on Throwback Thursday, Covino and Rich.
Well, just think, your little kid you got running around and making a mess in your living room, could be a superstar or a demon baby.
No,
let's hope for the first.
There's a lot more in the middle, though, Rich. I hope you know that, right?
You don't have
most
to be one
of
the other.
Yeah, most of the people in this world and listening right now are somewhere in the middle of that. That's the majority.
Starting point guard in the NBA or a demon baby.
You know what?
Quarterback in the NFL or a terrible child.
If your thought inspires anything, which I doubt it does, it's that it's so rare that they get to this level.
You ever see that
and
picture?
And that's what makes it so amazing.
It's more likely you'll be a video producer for Fox Sports Radio.
I mean, that is true, Spot. But no, have you guys seen, to wrap it up, have you seen the pictures, of course you have, of a little Patrick Mahomes like shagging fly balls when his dad was on the Mets?
Yes.
He's just an athletic little boy, like a little leaguer, like shagging fly balls. That guy's a two-time MVP Super Bowl champion, and I get it. Again, Nepo baby comes from a line of athletes, but still, like, you know, at that point when everyone's like, well, get Pat Mahomes' kid out of here, that kid ended up being more athletic than everyone in that scene.
I saw him shag fly balls. He stunk wearing diapers. Knew about that. I know he was only 3 years old, but he didn't have any potential back then. So we'll get to Nepo babies in a minute, but the story I know that really got your attention, Rich, was this Mark Cuban story. So let's just say first off that Mark Cuban's a great dude. He's always been kind to us. If we ever needed him to stop by the show or call in with an opinion or to talk about Shark Tank or whatever he had going on, he was always there and he always responds to emails. He's just one of those cool dudes.
Except for when I texted him earlier to come on the show and he said, screw those guys.
Well, you know what? Forget him now. I take everything back. I take it all back.
So last night, the Mavericks and Warriors. The Warriors.
They came out to play, and they won 127-125.
You mean a two-point victory?
Yeah, but the Mavs are protesting because of a call in question. The call in question went down in the waning moments of the third quarter at American Airlines Arena in Dallas when Warrior center Kevin Looney had an uncontested dunk on an inbound out of a timeout because the Mavs were lined up on the wrong side of the court. And Mark Cuban blames the refs. You've probably seen the highlight on social media.
Well, have you?
Yes, I have.
No, I'm just saying because it's to me, Mark, you're making it seem like I feel like you're leading that Mark Cuban doesn't have an argument.
No, I'm not saying it at all. But I don't necessarily agree with like the outcome of a potential protest. This happened in the third quarter. So like for me, it loses a lot of weight. It wasn't like a game deciding play. That's why I don't find it to be that intriguing of a story.
I never understood how protests in any sport work. Have you in your life?
I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm just saying, like, it happened. He had plenty of game left.
Don't cite me like what happened in Division II lacrosse game. Can you think of any game, baseball, football, basketball, hockey, like any legitimate major sport where someone protested something and they won the case? I feel like it's usually like, this game is now under protest. And you never hear anything about it again.
It's
like
just taking a stand.
It's
right?
Like a reaction.
And
like
proving to the fans that you're upset about it.
Like the
this.
Manager will be like, you saw.
The only protest I ever seen work was when my mom was picketing in my hometown to stop a nudie bar from opening up in my neighborhood. And I think it closed down because my mom would not let it happen. She was a big time blocker back then of all the men in the neighborhood.
She was the original Karen.
Yeah. I'm like, wait, mom's doing what? I'm not even kidding you. There was a nudie bar that opened up like at a local, like just a local spot.
Not right? In our neighborhood.
I'm like, this is what mom protests? And I never saw that place again.
Well,
she must have caught my dad there on a Monday night.
I mean, to put in perspective.
Your dad wasn't even working.
As far as the protests, you guys, there's been 44 in the NBA. There's only been 6 successful. There's also only been one protest win in the league since the 82-83 season. It was back in January 2008 over an error counting Shaq's fouls.
Okay. So what happens? Do they pick up the game from the error? Do they reverse the score? Is it like a Las Vegas push? Like, all right, not a win or a loss, like a tie. Like,
so again, none of the Mavericks defenders were even on that same side of the court.
Mavericks.
So they had a completely open dunk and, you know, no one was there to defend it.
If you don't know the play we're talking about, let me put it in the most simple terms possible. There was a timeout. Both teams were told, when we resume play, you have possession. The Mavericks, according to Mark Cuban, were under the impression that once time and play resumed, they were going to inbound the ball. They hand the ball to the Warriors, and you're realizing, well, the Warriors all started going to one end, and the Mavericks all started going to the other end of the court. The Warriors inbound the pass with no defenders, and it's an easy dunk.
It's an open shot.
And the Mavericks like, what's going on here? Like, we're...
Yeah, the refs should have huddled when they saw the players all over the place.
That's the problem. It wasn't the call. Like, hey, Mark Cuban even said, if you told us, possession arrow, Golden State. That's one thing. They just let the game resume with 5 undefended Warriors. Like,
and I get it. Mark Cuban's doing what he has to do as the leader of his team, and he has to show the team and the fans that he's got their back, and he has to make a scene about it and protest. But again, they had an entire quarter to make this up. If they would have won, would they have protested it?
I have the answer to your question, too. If you win your protest, then the game is replayed at a later date. The initial result no longer counts toward the season totals for either team.
Mm.
And just so we're clear here, while it does sound like, why are they talking about some meaningless little regular season protest?
It's a big story, actually.
No, because the difference is Golden State is now the 6th seed at 38-36, and the Mavericks now dropped to 36-37. So do the math. Before the game, Mavericks were 36-36, and Golden State was a half a game better, 37-36. This is it's a big shift from now as the standings go today, with what, like a week or so left in the NBA, you're looking at Golden State sitting in the 6th seed, not having to play in that playoff, the play-in game, and Dallas at the 9th seed. It's a big difference.
Does he have a leg to stand on? Absolutely. But Danny G, Dan Byer, what are your thoughts? Is there a chance he can actually win this protest? We haven't seen
it.
It
costs $10,000 to protest, right? That's another thing, right?
That's chump change.
And
for Mark Cuban
only wants to pay $5,000 for 5% of the protest. So I don't know how that's going to work. Shark Tank reference.
Shark Tank, I like it.
Yes,
like it.
You guys are Shark Tank fans, so I can do that joke.
I'm out.
Love it. For that reason, I'm out, Dan. Come on.
I don't think that it's going to pass. My question is, shouldn't Golden State have been like, all right, what's going on here? Like, obviously there was some confusion of what's happening. Like, I know, like, the ball is inbounded at some point, but instead of just going up and scoring right away.
Yeah,
philosophy of, like, you know, in boxing, protect yourself at all times.
Dude,
if you're sleeping, that's on you, man.
I am so glad you said that, because I think this has the, like,
it's like when Mayweather knocked out Victor Ortiz.
I mean,
what,
I don't even
have
to say anything.
You were
going to
say that.
Covino. There you go. Covino. Stealing the words out of my mouth like a damn thief.
Why am I stealing them if I said them? That you owned them?
Rich is doing the rest of the show under protest.
It honestly looked...
you know what? Forget this.
I wouldn't even thought you would remember Victor
Ortiz. Mark the time. 2:15 West Coast time. I'm now under protest.
You're the guy that makes fun of me for enjoying boxing, saying nobody cares, but you were going to throw out a Victor Ortiz reference?
I was, because the Golden State Warriors going for a BS layup when there's no one there to defend it. That was sort of like when Victor Ortiz and Mayweather, the round started, and they tried to do the whole, should we tap gloves or not?
Yeah.
Victor Ortiz had his hands down, and Mayweather's like, yo,
bink.
Boom, knocks him out.
It's cheap, but it was legal.
But in boxing, what do they say? Once the bell rings, defend yourself at all times. That's what the ref says before the fight starts.
I mean, that's like the number one rule.
To always defend yourself, but Victor Ortiz was doing this whole, like, all right, before the round starts, we tapping gloves or what?
Mm-hmm.
And he's all confused, like, are we tapping gloves?
Oh, Mayweather, It was so cheap, but...
Much like the layup the Golden State Warriors
cheap,
took.
But it counts.
I get it, but when the Golden State Warriors...
From their end.
When they're about to inbound the ball, and they're like, why, I don't know, why is the complete other team at the other basket, at the other end of the court? You don't think they should have been like, hold on, yo, refs, like...
No. You think that it was upon the Warriors to do that? The refs,
Warriors? Sir, Steve Kerr, as Ted Lasso would say.
Yeah, that's funny. It looked like, you know, when a guy blows out his knee and he can't play again and he's a senior, so they start the game and he can score a bucket and he gets his ovation. That's what it looked like with Golden State. Like, hey, let's just give Kevon Looney a bucket and we'll give you, like, that. It looked so foreign to anything that we are used to in the NBA.
In the NFL, didn't they do that too, where, like, on the first play in honor of something like they were like, hey, we're gonna let the play clock run out, but then on the next play the defense was like, all right, we'll jump offside so we can even it out. I just think it's BS, and I get it. We're in a playoff hunt. There's a big difference between having to do the whole nonsense, I'm the 9 seed, so we got to play the winner of the 7-8 seed and the loser. If you can avoid that play-in nonsense, good for you. And now Golden State is in the 6 seed. I get it. Covino, the other point would be, well, there's a whole fourth quarter that Dallas could have made up for, but still, I don't know. Dan, it was a pretty wild moment. When you look at
nuts, just the visual. Even Steve Kerr was trying to be like, hey, what about and he didn't really even know what was going on.
Cuban went on to say on social media that it was the worst officiating non-call mistake possibly in the history of the NBA.
Ooh.
Wow. All they had to do was tell us, and they didn't. And that's gotten millions and millions of views.
There's some pretty bad non-calls. You ever see that where, I mean, I'm going back to a random moment. Do you ever see the play where LeBron James straight up walks with the ball for like 5 to 10 feet?
Yeah.
And then no one sees it. Like he literally is walking on the court and it's like, oh, let me remember to dribble. Speaking of random NBA stuff, how do you feel about Ja Morant letting the clock run and not touching the ball? Is that a cheap move if we're talking about cheap moves? Because the play clock doesn't start until the offense touches, but the game clock will keep rolling. You know, sometimes on the inbound, the guy will roll the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that highlight last night? Ja Morant just stands there and he's like, I'm going to let the clock run until a defender finally, like 20 seconds later, came up to him. So how do you feel about cheap play?
I mean, it's exactly that. There's nothing more you could say about it. It's cheap, but it's like what we talked about when it came to boxing. It was legal. It was okay. It counted.
Is cheap play different than bad sportsmanship? Like, for instance, there's always that running thing with baseball, like, some guy's sort of no hitter, you're not supposed to bunt, right? You don't try to bunt to get on base. Is that different than what you guys are talking about? Like, are those different?
Yeah, that's, you know, it's a thin line, Ramos, right? Okay. Cheap play and...
But it is legal. You're allowed to bunt.
I'll tell you what.
It's looked at as being cheap.
It's cheap. There's a difference between cheap and dirty, right?
What about dirty?
It's not illegal. It's just cheap.
You see it once in a blue moon, but you see it in college more than Major League Baseball. You'll see highlights on social media. What do you think about like hidden ball tricks?
Is that cheap or awesome?
Like, I don't know. Would you say like, oh, that's Bush League or awesome?
I think it's deception is a part of the game.
ADD's blazing. I'm sorry. Have you guys seen the clip? Ramos, I know you're a big supporter of softball. You coach and everything. Yeah. Have you seen this softball highlight where a girl's trying to score? She's rounding third. The catcher misses the tag. And then the runner stands up and is like, uh-oh. And it's almost like a standoff. And the girl running goes, look over there. The catcher looks and she slides in for the tag.
No.
She falls for the old major look.
No.
She slid but never touched home. So they both are looking at each other.
She slid, missed home plate, but the catcher missed the tag. So they're both standing like 3 feet from each other. And the catcher is about to like, how do I lunge out to try to tag her? What should I do? The runner goes, oh my God, look over there. The catcher for one split second looks and falls for the major look.
Mark Cuban's protesting this call, by the way.
The major look.
Yeah, the major look. He says, that's too cheap. That doesn't count. Get out of here with the major look. But again, this is at a different level. I got to see that, by the way, because I thought I've seen them all. I don't think I've ever seen that one.
I'm going to show you the major look during
Please
the break.
Please do. And, you know, I definitely want to take your phone calls on this, Fox Sports Radio Nation, 877-99 on Fox. And I do want to hear from Danny G, too. Like, do you think that this holds any weight at all, Danny? Think about that. We'll get to your phone calls and more.
Yeah.
And a lot of Tom Brady cryptic tweets we got to talk about right here on the Covino and Rich Show.
Major look. All right, listen, every guy needs to be chalked up. Man, if you can't, I'm pretty chalked up right now.
You were born chalked up.
The other guys are working on their edge right now. So do you want to be the lame dude? Do you want to be the guy that loses his advantage in sports with the ladies? Everything. Like your male vitality as you get older.
Well, it
happens. How important is that?
I mean, very important. Testosterone levels at an all-time low. Individual T levels in men decline 1% or more every year with age. So thankfully, there's a solution. A new champion of natural testosterone boosters called CHOQ, C-H-O-Q.
I mean, you and I, let's be real here. You and I have talked many times about how if you're in your 40s, there's a big difference of like, yo, that guy's 40 and that guy's 40?
Well, one guy's chalked up, one guy's not.
Once you hit a certain age, like you could go one of two directions. You could stay on your game or you could become a big slug. Don't become a big slug. Keep your game high with higher T, maximize energy, laser focus, all the products that CHOQ will help. CHOQ.com, CHOQ.com, code CRSHOW. We keep telling you, 35% off. That's a deal right there. CHOQ.com, code CRSHOW.
Hyped up like Rich right here. Woo. I mean, who's more chalked up than this guy? CHOQ.com, code CRSHOW, 35% off. Subscriptions cancelable at any time.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started, it's simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes.
Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code CRSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com, expresspros.com today.
DJ Ramos in the mix.
Yo, am I crazy to say this might be the dopest sample and maybe a top three hip hop song of all time?
Not crazy at all.
Right? We can argue about a lot of things. I will not argue you on that.
Warren G, Danny G's uncle.
That's why I played it.
I know. DJ Ramos in the mix. Little Michael McDonald action. It's Covino and Rich, Throwback Thursday. Remember, old school when 50 hits. Stick around for that. Thank you guys for being here. Shout out to the iHeartRadio app. Everyone subscribing to our podcast, thank you. Search Covino and Rich wherever you subscribe. Remember, leave a comment, a review, a nice one. You qualify for a bribery Nerf football. Again, it's Ramos, Danny G, Dan Beyer, Spotty on the videos at Covino and Rich. Again, I'm Steve Covino. That is Rich Davis.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was thinking about it more off the air, sitting here and thought while you were talking smack about me to Ramos and Danny G. Because that's what Blubber Lips Davis does.
I do.
Does.
And by the way, Warren G. Regulators.
Yeah.
Probably one of the songs you quote most every time you say, and the rhythm is the treble. You know, where the rhythm is the bass and the bass is the treble.
Yeah.
You say that all the time.
And you know what, though? This DJ by Warren G. is a
way underrated.
Is a way underrated song from that album. I think Regulators was so big and so massive that people slept on that one, and that's a great song. This DJ by Warren G. So I was thinking about it, and anytime you can catch your opponent slipping or sleeping, I think you're a fool if you don't take advantage of it. Even in playground basketball. At the gym.
Dude, even in dating. If you like some girl and she's like, my boyfriend forgot to do this again, I'm doing that. You know, like, you know, my boyfriend's never romantic. And you're trying to get with that girl? His slip-up is possibly you're in.
If you're so in a fight, you catch your opponent sleeping. This is a battle, right? It's a battle. It's a game, but it's still a battle. You catch your opponent sleeping, slipping, whatever you want to call it. You don't take advantage. You're not trying to win hard enough. Would Mark Cuban have a problem if his team did that? Would he have stopped them?
Yeah, refresh my memory.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I get that he's upset, and I get that he has to protest because he's the leader of this team. He's Mark Cuban. He's the owner of this team. But, you know, what if they would have won this game? Would he have cared as much? No.
little bit of pushback, though. Don't you want to win with everything on the up and up? Like, for instance, a little different because it's injury, but we were at Rich's big football party, and when Purdy got hurt, the rest of the game didn't matter. Rich was like, oh, who cares?
Man, you know, it's like,
it didn't matter. And he's like, how can Eagle fans really celebrate this? So me, I want my team to play the other team at full strength. I don't want any sort of...
You don't want cheap wins?
Yeah.
But you know what? You'll take it, right? I mean, no one's going to remember the 49ers didn't have a quarterback in years from now. I will say this. Refresh my memory. Last year, I feel like Ramos is going to... I feel like I'm running a zone with Ramos right now. He'll remember. In the playoffs, wasn't there a pitcher tipping his pitches? I feel like it was in a big game moment. Somewhere in the playoffs or somewhere, some guy was tipping his pitches, and you realize, oh, that's why the other team is really getting the better of this guy. Oh, if someone could remember, let me know. At Rich Davis.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
There was a guy last year in a key spot, and he was tipping his pitches, and like he was coming to a stretch a different way.
And that's why he started getting rocked.
Yeah, and it's like, you're not going to be like, hey, other team, by the way.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, your middle reliever is, when
he's... Those are the little edges you get on your opponent, and this is just one of those, It's not that the Mavs were sleeping, though. Again, the refs were involved in this.
I remember.
But still, I think the Mavericks would have done the same exact thing.
Wasn't it the Philadelphia Phillies benefited where, don't you remember, Bryce Harper, went back to the dugout, and he was, whispering with someone, Yeah, someone was tipping their pitches.
That was it. That was exactly it, Rich. You nailed it.
Was it McCullers?
It was Bryce Harper tipping off his teammates.
That might be the guy.
I don't remember who was pitching, but I do remember he went back to the dugout. He had a big game himself. He had some big at-bats, goes back to the dugout, tips off everybody, and they start stroking like Clarence Carter.
We be stroking.
I be stroking. So let's go to your phones.
All right.
877-99 on Fox. Again, Mark Cuban in the news protesting the Mavericks' loss to the Warriors last night. Who do we got?
We got Chris in Philly, who is a big Mavs fan living on the East Coast. What's up, Chris?
What's up, fellas? Couple things. This CJ, completely underrated.
Yes.
Nate Dogg's a GOAT. If you didn't watch WBC, you are a weenie. And if your favorite player plays for a different country and you root for that, you are also a weenie.
No, everything Chris said, I can get on board with. And by the way, Nate Dogg, I agree. Covino said it years ago, and I've always backed him up. Nate Dogg makes every song better. The late, great Nate Dogg made every song better he was on.
Isn't there a saying for that, Danny G?
Ain't a hit till Nate Dogg spits.
There it is. Mm-hmm. I knew there was something about it.
So what's your thoughts, Chris, on this Mark Cuban Mavericks protest?
So it's going to be real quick. I got one thing. You guys talked about the babies. You got to have Danny G look up. There's a video. You guys are my age. You see the Big Lebowski. Obviously.
Of course.
Where there's that Orthodox priest that's dunking that baby in the water, and it's over, they're using Lebowski. Where's the money, Lebowski? And they're dunking that baby. That baby's coming out. Looks like an alien 100%.
Yes. Thank you, man. Let's go to Rob in Milwaukee. What's up, Rob?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good.
Hey, listen, I think Cuban's got to ease up on the protest, man. It's making him look like a fool. Let me ask you this. The ball was out. It's Golden State's ball. Why were the Mavericks on the other side of the court? Mistake or no mistake.
They're
not even on the right side of the court. They're slipping. They look foolish. I don't care what the refs did. Make a mistake, getting back at Luka for talking smack to him. They're not even on the right side of the court. They look dumb. Cuban looks dumb. He needs to pull back before he gets way more heat.
And again, what would you expect the Warrior players to do in that situation? Hold on, guys. Hey, you want to come here and defend us? Get out of here. That's an unrealistic expectation. So, they did exactly what anyone else would have done. That's the other thing. It's like, can you really protest it if you would have done the same exact thing? Where's the protest?
I can't argue that.
Right? Like, if you were ethically, I would have never done that. Therefore, I find this to be, worth protesting. They would have done the same. Anyone would have done the same thing in that situation.
Hardy.
And they had a whole quarter to get ahead.
Yeah. Now, they're, it's, in football, there's non-calls that the offense doesn't say, it was a false start. Let's do the play over. Refs, they were right. I guess you roll with the refs and what they do.
Do you ever remember there was a PSA that came out where these guys, high school kids, were playing basketball? Do you remember that? And the ball went out of bounds. It touched, and the kid walked over and said, I touched the ball. And they said, PSA, the PSA went, you know, be true to yourself. And I'm like, what? Like, who? Why would you do that?
You know how I interpreted
clearly
that?
Clearly that was meant for you, Ramos.
No, I watched it. I said, don't be a weenie. That was my PSA.
Yo, Ramos, we're not playing in the major leagues. When you're coaching high school and kids sports and I'm playing Sunday softball, if some guy dives for a ball and he traps it, but he doesn't really catch it, but he comes up holding it up like, I got it. It was like selling it before instant replay. How many times were guys selling a double play or selling a tag? Like, you know.
You tell him all the time, don't make the umpires think you did not catch the ball.
Which, dude. Yeah. Ramos, it sounds ridiculous, but something I do from the time I was in Little League to even now as a grown man playing stupid softball. If it's a ground ball in the infield and I stupidly get on top of one, I'll run to first base. If it's close, I'll just start going like I'll start doing the safe thing with my hands.
As a grown-up, which is cheap, but part of the game.
I do it like almost like I want the ump to know like, no, I got the foot in there. Right, safe. Like,
your day of judgment will come, gentlemen.
To influence the call. All right, Dan Beyer, what's going on, buddy boy?
You know, to go to John Ramos as the voice of reason.
Okay, here we go.
He stole signs as a third base coach from a 12-year-old girl playing catch.
Good for you, Ramos.
Sounds right.
Okay.
The indicator is her head. Yeah. The indicator.
There was no indicator. It was one fastball or two changeup. Right, John? That's what it was.
Well, she was tipping him. You know.
She's
got
that
way.
Catching gear that is 80 pounds. She weighs 70 pounds, and she's lugging it around.
That's great.
But
shame.
Because she's not protecting her signal, she's letting...
Shame.
That's fantastic. Yes.
It's gamesmanship.
I think the ad was sportsmanship, pass it on in that PSA. It, yeah. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah. Yes, it was, yeah. Hey, I touched it, coach. Yeah. Oh, good job. Yeah, let him know.
Sweet 16 action getting underway in less than 60 minutes from now. Yeah, we're under an hour. Kansas State and Michigan State playing in a 3-7 matchup in the East Regional Semis.
Do we like Izzo and Michigan State here or what? They're 1-point favorites. A 7 seed is a 1-point favorite over a 3 seed. I guess everyone's on Michigan State
now,
right?
A lot of people have a difficult time now betting against Tom Izzo in these situations. But again, you know, you said 1 point. It's practically a coin flip.
Exactly.
Winner of that game will get the winner of the Tennessee-Florida Atlantic matchup that will follow at the Garden. In Las Vegas, UConn and Arkansas play at 7:15 Eastern. Then it's UCLA against Gonzaga. Lakers forward LeBron James refuting a tweet sent out by ESPN insider Adrian Wojnarowski that said LeBron could have a chance to play in the final week of the regular season. LeBron's tweet said there wasn't an evaluation today and there is no target date for his return as he's been out since late February with that tendon injury in his foot. LeBron also added, I speak for myself. Warriors say Gary Payton II could join the team as soon as Sunday. Some NFL notes, guys. Ezekiel Elliott's narrowed his free agency choices down to the Jets, Bengals, and Eagles, according to ESPN. Cowboys running back Tony Pollard signed his franchise tender. Buccaneers cut Ryan Succop. Yankees, the most valuable team, according to Forbes, in Major League Baseball. Covino's Yanks, $7.1 billion.
You ever look back, Dan Beyer, at what Steinbrenner bought the team for in the 70s? Like, it's absurdly low, like $10 million or something. I'm going to look it up right now.
Yeah, yeah. And they easily outdistance the Dodgers and Red Sox for second and third place in terms of value. Phillies first baseman Rhys Hoskins carted off the field today with a non-contact knee injury, trying to field the ground ball in Grapefruit League play earlier. Guys, back to you.
Thank you, Dan Beyer.
50 years ago, Dan Beyer. 1973, Steinbrenner and a minority partner, Burke, led a group of investors that purchased the Yankees for $10 million.
Wow.
$10 million, now over $7 billion. It's like, you ever see the two worst stories of the 2000s? MySpace. Facebook was supposed to...
You mean in pop culture, right? In sports?
Yeah, in pop culture and sports. I mean, okay. But these are...
I can think of a few worse stories already.
No, these are some of the worst deals. MySpace was offered like, hey, do you want to buy Facebook for $75 million? And MySpace said, no, we're good. MySpace gone. Facebook Meta worth what? Billions and billions of dollars? Yes. Same with Netflix. Blockbuster was offered, hey, do you want to absorb Netflix for $50 million? Netflix is now worth, I think, what is it? $99 billion, something absurd. So you're looking at some of the worst deals ever and some of the best deals. When you look at Steinbrenner, $10 million?
Let's go Yankees. All by right. The way, baseball next week. Official baseball. I'm so pumped about that. Covino and Rich live from the TireRack.com studios. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Again, lots to get to. We're going to talk about Tom Brady. There's a few stories in the world of Tom Brady working out if we have time, but old school and 50 hits.
Yeah. And another story about another handsome dude we all like, Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, good guy.
Might be entering the sports world because he's balling on a whole new level. We'll get to all this coming up. Covino and Rich right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com, expresspros.com today.
Having hurt. Little Chevelle action. Yeah, rock on! Send the pain below like a kick to the nards. To the nads.
Well,
Covino,
hey.
And Rich on Fox Sports Radio. Steve Covino, Rich Davis.
I'm thinking of so many things. We got to get to Nepo babies. We got when old school hits at 50. But you know what? I did want to mention real quick, first of all, live from the TireRack.com studio and Progressive Insurance, making bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive. I had a couple thoughts. One being Ryan Reynolds, who we all love, right? I mean, like Deadpool, all his comedies. Funny dude. Van Wilder when we were younger.
I liked him when he was Jason Lee. I feel like Ryan Reynolds is cut from the same Jason Lee cloth, but Jason Lee doesn't get any credit.
Oh, Jason Lee did.
Ryan Reynolds, though.
Jason Lee was like, My Name is Earl and the Chipmunks movies, and then it was like, hey, we got
same
a more...
Same comic timing and
yeah,
delivery.
Yeah, we got a more handsome, sarcastic guy. Sorry, Jason, we got Ryan Reynolds now.
Yeah.
Sort of that, right? I mean,
kind
like,
of, yeah.
But between him selling the aviation gin, which he made millions and millions. They just sold Mint Mobile, which he is
T-Mobile.
He's apparently going to get $300 million.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Ryan Reynolds is already part owner of a soccer team and stuff. He's going to be entering. They're saying the NHL mix,
and he's producing these blockbusters.
He might be a majority owner of a sports team. So Ryan Reynolds just continuing to impress, right? I mean, what a good dude. Him and Blake Lively seem like a real fun couple. Like
he's winning.
They seem like the least pretentious celebrity people out there. All right, let's do this. There's a certain
yeah. What we gonna do right here is go back. Tell me, where's this party? Back into time.
Throwing it back for a Thursday. Old school when 50 hits at 50 after CNR give you the time capsule topic, and we reminisce together.
Yeah, buddies. Well, hey, every Thursday on a Throwback Thursday, we take it back to our childhoods, to our youth, and we reminisce a little bit. Everything from old school baseball cards to sneakers to starter jackets, all the stuff that meant something to us. And Danny, you hit us up today, and you said, you know what today is. And I looked it up.
Yeah, it's National Chip and Dip Day.
It is. It's also
National Puppy Day.
Oh, but also besides Puppy Day, Danny, there was one more. It's
Tamale Day.
Tamale Day.
Oh, yeah.
I should have brought some in.
But oh, I love a good corn tamale.
It is National Puppy Day. So Danny said, do you guys have any funny stories of your first pets or pets when you were a kid? And if you want to share some dumb, funny stories, feel free. 877-99 on Fox.
What does Louis C.K. say about puppies?
That's a sad joke, but he's like, you know, when you bring a dog home, it's like, hey, family.
Here's something we can cry about in a few years.
Yeah, here's something we can cry about in about a decade, yeah.
So sad, but true, because they're the best. They're great. Pets are fantastic. That's an understatement.
They bring joy.
They bring joy unconditionally. You know, think of these pets with their terrible owners, and they still love their owners.
Yeah.
Right?
You ever see a pet with a bad owner, and you're like, oh, you did that. Like, there'll be some hobo under the 101, and you're like, and he has a dog, and you're like, that dog, just poor dog.
But like, they don't care what you look like. You know, they love you no matter what. So we honor the pets today. We make great pets, porno for pyro style. Covino and Rich taking your phone calls at 877-99 on Fox.
I mean, I have a few. When I was a kid, I wanted a snake because I was into wrestling, and my mom would never let me get it. I just wanted like a little snake in a tank, like Jake the Snake Roberts. My mom's like, no, Richie.
Why though?
I don't know. Why did you have a hamster?
No, but no. Oh. Why would she let you? I'm saying you're.
My mom was very like, no.
Little boy, you wanted a snake, you know?
We had nothing. And then, this is the funniest part. My dad was very anti-pet. Like, oh, we don't need the mess. Like, in a spiteful move, the minute my parents got divorced, like, literally, I think the ink wasn't dry from their divorce papers. My mom gets a dog.
Oh, okay. So
I didn't have a dog until I was a teenager, but my, I guess, quote, funny pet story, sort of a sad one, but it's funny if you know my brother. My brother's sort of like a jittery, insecure at times type of dude. He's not a young man. He's in his 30s, so I make it sound like he's a kid. My brother, my mom loves to tell him that he murdered our dog Buttons.
Well, there's a reason.
This dog, Danny G., golden retriever, had to be 15 years old.
Buttons.
Like a, you know, this is not a well-behaved golden retriever. This was like we never really trained it the right way. So it was a pain in the ass golden retriever. We were at a barbecue, and I think my brother under the table was like trying to be nice, like, hey, let me give Buttons some food. And he gave Buttons a hot dog. And Buttons was like a 15-year-old dog. The dog probably had a heart attack. It was like, and done. My mother, to this day, is like, Jimmy murdered Buttons by... My mother thinks the dog choked on the hot dog because of my brother. So, till this day,
but
my
hold
mother...
on. Traumatizing to your brother at the time because your brother felt guilty killing the family dog.
He was a teenager. I'm like, Mom, like, chill out. She's like, but your brother murdered the dog. I'm like, stop it. You're going to give him a complex. And you know what? I think till this day, my brother might be a little strange because he thinks he murdered a dog.
Yeah, he thinks he's a dog murderer. Your brother's not over this. So, we want to go over your crazy first pet stories, your pet memories. Share your stories with us
You're a dad of a 13-year-old. Have you ever replaced a dead pet? Like, oh, the turtle died. Let me go get a new one.
No, but my dad had done that to me, and I'll tell you the stories when we get back.
Can't wait. More Covino and Rich and your silly stories next right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.